You ready? I want you to say it with me. Let's do it. Hey, yo! Sports Radio 92.90 Game. Welcome to Time Out with Eric Slaughter here on this Saturday. This rainy, dreary Saturday in Atlanta. 404-726-0929. I sat down a week ago and started doing some preliminary notes on how I wanted to do this show this week. And I had to take it, rip it up, and throw it away. Because everything I thought I wanted to say 5 days ago, pretty much over. 3 days ago, not the same. And here I am Saturday at 4 o'clock. I'm with you until 6, until our next college football game, as we'll have the Kansas Jayhawks and the Fresno State Bulldogs for you here on Sports Radio 929 Game. And I came in today and I completely changed my thought process and the rundown and the ideas that I thought I was going to talk about on today's show. And I'm going to open up these phone lines quick and often here today. Now, I know some of you had a chance to listen and call in last night on the Falcons flyover, but if you were not up at midnight, 1, 2 in the morning, well, I'm going to give you your chance right here this afternoon because, you know, I'm going to tell a story before I get into it. Before I get into it, first off, well, once again, welcome to Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Make sure you download the Odyssey app and you're catching everything that we give to you. And it's 4 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon. We're live in the Kia Studios. Just had our first college football game of the 2025 season. It's in the books. College football is off and running. There's several games going on today. We got one more for you tonight. Congratulations to Iowa State pulling off the first top 25 win of the year as they take down the Kansas State Wildcats. I got our guy Dave Archer somewhere doing a happy dance because his team is 1-0. I got my guy Dom Cherosky here with me, the Dominator. What's up with you, Dom? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good, man. Not too bad.
You know, I always love it when you're here. And, you know, I don't know about you, but, I mean, you're a Steelers fan. I know you, but you pay close attention to the Falcons. You're getting indoctrinated in the Falcons radio network this year. And I'll tell you how my day started. Okay, so Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings, I usually go to the ball field 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, and I umpire either softball, baseball, got rec football coming up here in a couple weeks. And that's usually how I start my morning. And I usually end my evenings here at Sports Radio 1990 Game. That's pretty much how it's been going on for me for the last 5 years now. I keep all of my equipment and everything I need in a storage locker that's around the corner from my house. Okay, I don't have a garage. I don't have a big garage. And believe it or not, being a I'm a 5-sport official because I've done baseball, softball, I do basketball, I do rec football, and I've even done some volleyball. So I have a lot of stuff.
Okay? Humble flex.
Yeah, you know, what did you call me?
Humble flex.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I mean, I'm busy. But I have a lot of equipment. So I keep everything in a storage unit that's around the corner from me. One, I can use the expense of the storage unit as a write-off.
There we go.
It's a good thing. And then I got everything organized. I go in, and, you know, it's like right around the corner from my house. I run in there. I get what I need for the day, and then I go to where I need to go, right? So I stop by my storage unit this morning. The manager sees me. He waves to me, and I guess he's giving a tour to a potential client, right? I've got on a Falcons shirt. This is the shirt I had on this morning. Older gentleman looks at me and goes, Dirty Birds didn't look too good last night. My response, well, you know, just the preseason, no big deal. You know what he said? Yeah, that's what y'all say every year. And that just stuck with me. It just stuck with me. And now I'm bringing it to you, 404-726-0929. Is it just going to be another Falcons year? Do you have a grade? I mean, we grade the draft. We grade the regular season of the prior year, if you had to grade this year's preseason, we better be grading on a curve, okay? You know, I mean, in college, I guess you could have pass, fail, and or incomplete, right? You can get an incomplete in college, right?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I would be generous, very generous, to give this Falcons preseason an incomplete. There's no way in the world we can pass them. None. Zero. We cannot pass them this preseason. Now, look, I'm optimistic for 2025. I am. I hope you are. But you have not won a game in the preseason. Yes, it's just a preseason. That's what I said to the man. It's just a preseason. His response, you say it every year. I know. 0-3 does not sound good in the preseason. But, hey, you haven't played any of your main key people. But last night, they just did not look good. Now, I know you were playing backups, okay? But to be in the red zone and not be able to punch the ball in on several occasions, I don't care if it's second or third string, you got to be able to call a play and execute a play that's going to be, you know, something that works in the regular season. Yes, you don't have your 6'5 wide receiver that you can say, go to the corner, I'm going to throw it up to you. You don't have your 6'6 tight end that you better say, hey, show everybody why you are the man. You don't have your first-round quarterback to execute the play. But I still want to see better than what I saw, okay? Now, I'm going to give Younghoe Koo a pass. Okay, Younghoe Koo has had a decent preseason. He's coming back from injury. He has shown decently that he is still a highly effective place kicker in the NFL and for the Falcons. I know he missed a 51-yarder, but for the preseason, his numbers are good. I think he's 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, something like that. He's made all his 40-pluses. He missed his 151-yarder. I'll live with that. Most of the time during the year, when he's healthy, he's one of the clutchest kickers in the NFL. But at 0-3, putting up 13 points, 10 points, one game you put up 20. Guess what? That was a game that was, you know, just kind of quit in the middle. And, no, that was the Lions game. So that was a Titans game. And then now the fact that we wait until the last week of preseason to be hit with an unfortunate injury. An injury at a position group that was already paper thin. What kind of grade can we give this Falcons preseason? I have to generously say incomplete. Generously say incomplete, because without seeing our best players, not knowing or hoping to find out what they're truly going to do, once again, how can we pass them? We can't be. We cannot sit here with our red marker like a professor and say, here's an A, B, or even a C plus. You're 0-3. You're averaging 10 to 12 points a game. You haven't seen the starters, and now we got injury problems. 2 weeks away from our regular season opener against the defending division champs. Now all of a sudden, I came on here 3 weeks ago, and I said, man, this schedule doesn't look as daunting as I once thought it was. Opening against the Bucks, going up to the Vikings, then the Commanders come in here. I was like, Vikings aren't that great. We beat the Bucks twice last year. Commanders are a second-year team coming to our house. I mean, I know Jaden Daniels looks real good. Yep. I know Dan Quinn's going to have something to prove coming back in here. But, hey, their wide receiver one is somewhere, you know, wanting his money. They just traded away a running back. We can beat them at home, right? Right? I mean, I was real excited 2 weeks ago when I had a full impact starting offensive line. I came in here and praised the fact that the Falcons gave Caleb McGarry a contract extension. I asked Aaron Freeman from Locked On Falcons if I owed Caleb McGarry an apology, because obviously the Falcons like what they see week in and week out. Obviously, for the 7 years he's been here, the Falcons are very, very happy with his job performance. You don't just keep paying people that you're not happy with their performance. And they just gave the man $30 more million. That means they like what they see. They're happy with the return on their investment. Well, he's going to be out a month. Hopefully less or no more than, but he's probably going to be out a month. Now, if you add in the 2 weeks that we have off right now, that means he misses the first two games. That means he misses the Bucks game. That means he misses the game up in Minnesota. Hopefully he's back in week three, but we don't know for sure. We don't know for sure. I tell you what, we better start paying attention to roster cuts come Tuesday, Wednesday. We might want to start looking at the waiver wire because how confident, I mean, let's just be real. I mean, are you really ready to say, after what you've seen in the preseason and what we're hearing out of reports for injuries, that we are so confident that this is the year the drought comes to an end? A month ago, I would have took that bet. I came into the preseason. I came into camp giddy and jitty. I came into the camp happy like I did for the Braves. I came into training camp. I mean, I'm already looking forward to the Hawks. Hawks don't play for 2 months. I can't wait. Everything the Hawks have done in the offseason, we can't wait to see what the Hawks are this year. But just like the Hawks and the Braves, health determines all. And losing your right tackle 2 weeks, the last week of, and it happened in practice, the last week of preseason, and he's out for, I guess we need to sit down here and say, thankfully, it looks like it's only going to be a month. But you heard Coach Morris last night say he's probably going to miss significant time. What they are praying right now is that they actually don't have to put him on short-term IR. Because you put him on short-term IR, he's gone for four games. A minimum of four games. If they look at it and say, well, we think he can be back in 4 weeks, well, then we just deactivate him for week one and week two, and hopefully he suits up for week three. But would his non-presence be a key factor in the Bucs and Vikings games? You better believe it. Just last week, when on my show, last Sunday, I was all giddy when I learned that Tristan Wirfs, the all-pro, all-world left tackle for the Bucs, is going to be out for at least week one versus the Falcons. Do you know how huge a deal that is for our Falcons defense, for our brand-new defensive coordinator, Jeff Olbrich, who has already turned his attention to the Bucs? He turned his attention to the Bucs 6 months ago, believe it or not, you know, whenever he got the job. To know that he does not have to worry about arguably the best left tackle in the game blocking his pass rushers. He's already scheming up how he's going to attack whoever their backup left tackle is. I don't know who it is. The Bucs might not know who it is. They may be out there deciding who's going to be the starting left tackle still. And now here we are and give them a spade for a spade. We said, fine, you got Tristan Wirfs out? Fine, we'll take out Caleb McGarry for you. We're going to even the playing field. You're not supposed to do that. I mean, that's luck. That's unfortunate luck. But you're supposed to say, man, y'all a man down? We good. No, we a man down too. No. What grade are you giving? Pass, fail, or incomplete? We're going to take our break. Line up these lines. 404-726-0929. 0-3 in the preseason. Scored only 10 points in one game. Scored 20 in another and 13. This was not the juggernaut offense that we are hoping to see this year. Pass, fail, or incomplete? And do you think this is the year? Are we finally ready to break this playoff drought? We'll take a timeout. We come back, we'll talk to you. 404-726-0929. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. We're going to stay here until 6 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 54 completions, 78 attempts, 69% completion percentage. That's Easton Stick's stat line after three preseason games. Not bad. I'll take 69% completion percentage. But Easton Stick, I hope I don't say your name again for 17, 18, 19, 20 weeks. I appreciate what you did. You got us through. But you are just what you are. And with that said, how do I know what this Falcons team is going to be in 2025? Okay? And after seeing three preseason games, one that was ended prematurely, all three of them ended in losses, and none of them looking super efficiently on offense, what grade are you giving this team? Can you actually give them a passing grade? Are you giving them a failing grade? Or you say, you know what? We didn't see our first string guys. We didn't finish one of the games. I'm going to be nice and give them an incomplete and wait for the regular season. 404-726-0929. David and Tucker, you're up first. You've been waiting patiently. We appreciate it. Give me your grade, Falcons preseason.
I think it's definitely an incomplete. As you said, we haven't seen the real Falcons team yet. Now, I'm among the chorus of people who thinks the number one should have played at least part of a quarter.
Yep, I'm saying Soprano right behind you.
Yeah, knocking the rust off. From what I can tell, the only team in our division that has actually put their number ones in for any kind of notable time is, ironically enough, Tampa Bay. So that might mean there's going to be a real slow start for the Falcons offense, and that's not a good thing considering Tampa is one of the top scoring offenses in the league. You don't want to be behind the eight ball at the end of the first quarter. Overall, it is very concerning that the Falcons personnel people thought that their backups, which they've had several of these for several years, were going to be at least adequate because they're playing against the other team's number twos most of the time, and they're not getting any kind of ground game going. That means if they're going to have to play, and usually your backups do have to play on the offensive line at some point in the season, they're not going to have any rush game at all. As it is, we're going to be having our number three tackle playing opening day, and that's probably going to be a cross your fingers thing. I think it's really going to hurt the rushing game enormously and put a lot of more burden on our young quarterback than we were anticipating. And I anticipate a shootout with a Tampa Bay Atlanta game and one because neither one has an outstanding defense.
David, that's a great call. You make some really great points. Appreciate it. I like everything you're saying. I agree. I'm definitely in that chorus with you. I want to see my guys play in the regular season, whether it's a quarter or a half. I think we all would have been much more, shall I say, satisfied and or relieved seeing Penix to Pitts and Penix to Drake London, third and long, getting in end zone, saying, yep, this is what we think. The chemistry's there. The connection is there. Shut them down. Even if it was just for one quarter, two drives with two touchdowns, I'd be singing a different tone. I might even say, you know what, I'm still going to pass them off that little bit that I saw, but I didn't see it. So I can't pass them. I'm generously giving them incomplete. My football brain wants to say fail. My football brain wants to say fail, but I'm going to generously give them an incomplete. What do you say? 404-726-0929. Sonny and Ackworth, pass, failed, incomplete. Talk to me.
Hey, Eric, yeah, I give them a fail. I mean, if we got to go by those three games, I'm just glad I'm not paying full price for tickets for that crap. I kind of equate it. I buy and sell used cars kind of as a side hustle. And if I buy one and it's dirty, I can't sell it. I shine that son of a gun up. I wax it, and I make it look good to sell it. And what they're trying to do is sell me a dirty used car, at least in preseason. Yeah,
you know what they say about used car salesmen, but I'm just teasing you. Keep going.
Well, but, I mean, give us some hope. And what's wrong with winning a game?
Nothing.
You know?
Nothing.
I mean, I sat down and watched that game last night, and I knew what was going to happen. I'm glad I didn't pay for tickets to go to Dallas to watch that. But, I mean, I'm an old-time season ticket holder. I don't have them anymore, but I'll always root for my Falcons. But I just don't know. I don't know what's wrong with trying to win one, and I know they don't want to get people hurt. You know, we got people hurt in practice. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
you know?
Well, first off, Sonny, that's a great call. I agree with you. Like I said, I am generously giving them an incomplete. But if Sonny says fail, he's not really being too harsh. This is a tough grade right here. You got to grade on the curve on this one. You got to grade on the curve because supposedly, and I was not there, okay? Supposedly in the inter squad scrimmages with the Titans, our ones really looked good. Go out on AtlantaFalcons.com. Go on their Instagram page. I saw Penix to Drake London. I saw Penix to Pitts. Yes, it looked good. I sure would have liked to see it, though, in an actual preseason game. Pass, fail, or incomplete? I'm giving it incomplete. I want to know how you're doing out there in Falcons and 92.9 The Game land. Who we got next? Let's see. Lines are full. We're going to, White Boy Al in ATL. What you got there? Pass, fail, or incomplete? Talk to me.
Well, for the White Boy Al ATL. Listen, I'm an AT alien for life. Born and raised, 1966, baby. I'm an ATL Falcon for life. I don't care. If you want to give them a grade, I give them a C. It's a passing grade, but they're not trying to play the ones. We're trying to play our twos. But what I do see, being a Falcon fan for life, I see a hunger. I see a hunger we haven't had since the Super Bowl season. We got a lot of young talent. And defense wins championships, and I think the young talent and the hunger comes from the defensive side, and I think we're gonna be all right. I think Penix is gonna be all right. I think our wide receiver group is gonna be all right. And to be honest with you, even though we down a lineman, I think the line's gonna be okay. And furthermore, I mean, granted, we're not playing our starters. Granted, we didn't win a preseason game, but who cares? I mean, just like the caller said before, we got hurt in practice. So you gonna put your starters in a game time situation when somebody's trying to make a name for themselves? No. So I mean, I think we're on a good route, man. I think we got a good season ahead of us, and I think this defense is gonna be worth waiting for. I mean, it may not look like we got a number one, a top five, a top ten defense the first four or five games, but I think just like when Dan Henning, your boy from the Washington, when he was here, you know, it didn't take him to the 10th game, really, for our defense to start showing up and playing defense.
Okay. So I'll give you a hoo-hoo on that one right there, because our defense better be ready to go. Our defense, in my opinion, probably is going to have to carry us for the first two or three games, because there is no way that after seeing or not seeing what we've saw in the preseason – that we can legitimately and just realistically expect our offense just to come in here and start be trailblazing from week one. I just don't know how you can expect that when they haven't played and now they've been missing arguably the second most important player on the offense. Remember, we have a left-handed quarterback. So your right tackle is a huge deal, and he's not going to be there right now, at least not week one. If we're lucky, he's back by week three, week two. We'll see. Keep these lines coming. 404-726-09. The question is simple. After seeing the preseason, going 0-3, and not just going 0-3, not looking very well, not being efficient on offense, not scoring in the red zone, and to me, that's the hugest part. I don't care if it's backups. I want to see red zone efficiency with whoever is in there, and we did not see it. Corey and Griffin, you've been holding. We appreciate you. Give me your grade.
What's going on, man? I'm thinking that they get a D+. Now, the only reason why I'm saying that is because we keep on saying the same thing. Two or three games, we might be all right. Two or three games in the season, we're going to be good. Well, if we played everybody during the preseason, maybe we come out hot from the beginning. We did it last year. We were wrong. It's not like Penix went to the playoffs and he's already warmed up or whatever. I mean, it just don't make no sense. We keep on doing the same thing, expecting a different result in Atlanta, and it's getting tiring. Mm. All right? Mm. So
that's what the man said to me at the storage unit. He said, y'all say that every year. Yeah, and I thought, we do say this every year. But this is eventually we got to break this cycle.
We got to break the cycle. And so that's why I say, I mean, you're looking at Patty Mahomes getting some playtime. You're looking at Burrow getting some playtime. We could at least give our quarterback, who's only played three games, at least a quarter. I ain't trying to see him play a whole preseason game. That's crazy, right? But the joint practice thing is not working. It's not working. It's not enough. Right. And there's nothing like getting on the field, getting those in-game reps. You know what I mean?
It brings
a different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It brings a different tenacity and intensity. So I just think, man, we keep on doing it like this. We're going to keep on starting out slow. But with that being said, we went in the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, that's the way to end it right there. Corey and Griffin, he said, we going to have a parade. down the Peachtree Street. Hey, bus drivers, float drivers, slow. Put it on speed control at 5 miles an hour. Something like, don't do what the Braves did. 404-726-0929. So, okay, hold on. Let's go back. We had an incomplete. We had a, like a C. A C. That's passing to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's.
We had a D plus.
And technically that, you know, you can graduate with D plus. You're not getting in nobody's graduate school. You might not get hired on your first job interview. But, you know, they're going to say, did you walk across stage? Yes, sir, I did. What was your average?
Does not matter.
I got this piece of paper.
Right.
Woo. All right. I still give them incomplete. I'm giving them incomplete, and that's the best grade I can give them because I'm a little bit, I guess, of a harsher grader. I expect more. I demand more. And I want to see more. And that's the way I feel about it. But I want your opinion. 404-726-0929. We got time for a few more. Let's go down to Union City. John, give me a grade. Pass, fail, incomplete.
To use your analogy, what I'm going to do is do just like they do in high school and college. I don't care what your grade is. You leaving here. Okay? We just going to push you on out there with everybody else. And that's exactly what has happened this year with everybody, with the Falcons as well as anybody. But I'm going to tell you like this. If it's good enough for Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes to play in the preseason, at least a series, it's good enough for anybody else coming behind. Okay? Now, there is no empirical evidence. There's no data that says that playing in the preseason, playing your starters in the preseason, or not playing your starters in the preseason translates to Super Bowl wins. But the person that's coming to town, your son, someone who's trying to decide whether they want to be a Falcons fan, you can't show them this. They can't see this. All right? This cannot be the example that they use to judge the football team by, and you hide them from this right here. Because this what we saw, these jokers couldn't play dead with a casket and a preacher.
Ooh, ooh.
I mean, it's
flow singing and flower bringing. Go ahead.
So I'm just saying, you know, the optics are everything. Because if a person was going to make a decision about buying season tickets, about going to the game, about making an investment, and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, it is an investment now. You can't show them this because the casual fan, and that's the majority of the fans around here in Atlanta, they are casual fans because since we're a transient city, some of these people have come from cities that have championships. Some of these people have come from places where they've had lifelong fandom for their team.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot show them this and convince them, looking at last year, the year before that, the year before that, you can't convince them to become Falcons fans on what you saw the past 3 weeks, and definitely not what you saw yesterday.
Yep. Appreciate that, John. We're up against it. And this is, like I said, this whole conversation for me started this morning. When I went to my storage unit and a gentleman walked past me, I'm wearing a Falcon shirt. I am a card-carrying member of Dirty Bird Nation. The man looked at me, said, rough night. I said, preseason. He said, yeah, y'all always say that. I took that to heart. We've got to change the narrative around here. I, for one, I'm ready to say this team's going to win a division. But how can I say that from what I've seen? Because I haven't seen anything. What do you say? I'm giving them an incomplete, but your options are pass, fail, incomplete. If you're out there holding, stay out there. Kareem, Jim, Anthony, we're coming to you. We got to take this quick timeout, but we're right back. Timeout with Eric Slaughter, 404-726-0929, all day, every day on the Odyssey app. The last time the Atlanta Falcons played their QB1 in the preseason was 2023, when Desmond Ridder played exactly one quarter in the first preseason game. 2024, no Kirk Cousins. 2025, no Michael Penix Jr. no Bijan Robinson, no Drake London. We didn't even see any Tyler Allgeier. And he's our second running back. I know he's a starter on probably 29 other teams in the NFL. We didn't even see any Tyler Allgeier in the preseason. What we did see was 10 points, 13 points, and one game of 20. Add that up. That's 43 for an average of about 13 points per game. That's not going to win many games on Sundays. Yes, our defense is going to be improved, but that's not what I needed to see. So as a result, I'm generously giving them an incomplete grade for this preseason. But I want to know if you are grading with me, because I'm grading on a curve. I got a grade on the curve. Pass, fail, incomplete. Those are your options. 404-726-0929. Kareem in Atlanta. You've been waiting patiently, waiting for your grade. Give it to me.
E. Slaughter, Baltimore's finest, a Mo House man. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. I'm heading to Baltimore later tonight. My mom's having a surgery next week. Going to go up there and check it out.
Man, get one of them good, some of them good crab cakes and one of them good shrimp salad subs for me, man.
That's definitely on the to-do list. Believe that. And a real northern cheesesteak. I don't know what they call these things down here, but I got to get one of those too. But give me this grade. Tell me what you got.
The gravy. Hey, real quick though, E. Slaughter, when you was at Morehouse, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you dropped the class before the grade could come in, right?
Absolutely. I a few.
Well, we dropped this one.
Okay.
We dropped the class, mm-hmm. and no grade.
Yeah, okay.
But what's killing me is everybody wants to see the first string reps. Man, Bijan don't need those hits, man. You know what I mean? We don't need Drake don't need he know how to run the route tree. Right? We'll be okay. If anything, if no one gives this argument, if you want to give an argument for anybody playing in preseason, it's your defense. Because when you look at the beginning of the football season, what are they missing the most? They're missing tackling because we don't hit no more. No more Oklahoma drill. No more bullet in the ring.
You can blame your players association for that. They don't want none of that stuff no more. Stuff got ruled out years ago. So keep going.
That's what I'm saying. So at the beginning of most seasons, man, tackling is what you don't see guys wrapping up. You see a lot of missed tackles. So, you know, to be quick, man, we'll be all right, man. We'll be all right. Let's just, you know, the first game's probably gonna be ugly. It's a division game. Who cares? Let's just find a way to get a W, get out of there, and start clicking as we get through the month of September and get hot later in the season. And just like my boy earlier said, Falcons win the Super Bowl this year.
Woo-wee! There we go. Appreciate that call. Kareem, yeah, I added and dropped a lot of classes when I was at the house, baby. I knew all about it. I knew when ad drop started. I knew when ad drop stopped. I sure did. 404-726-0929. But I'm still giving them an incomplete. I'm giving them a big, fat incomplete. Take this class again next semester. Go see your academic advisor because I'm not checking this off of your requirements for graduation.
Before we get to Jim, that's the issue, though, is that you don't have a next semester.
See why you going to put the damn – I'm trying to get Kareem some
– I'm just saying.
But you're
saying,
right. There's no next
– There is no next
it's
semester.
Straight, it's straight to the finals. Well, I guess the regular season is midterm. Midterm first.
Yeah.
You can improve on this grade.
Exactly.
But you got to ace this midterm. And
Yeah. Guess
what? That starts on September 7th at 1 o'clock with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Jim, Cartersville, give me your grade.
Man, I dropped an entire semester once, and I end up with a master's degree. It's okay. My grade is a fail. And here's what I do grade that I think we can grade is game management. The coaches are the same. The players might be second string, third string, et cetera. But yesterday, at the end of the second quarter, Falcons had the ball deep in Dallas territory. Dallas called the timeout. They wanted the ball back to try and get something before the end of the half. What do? We throw an incomplete pass right after that instead of run the ball and make them burn the timeout. And then we scored a touchdown, which is great, but we gave them the ball back with too much time. And because we did not play a run play on second and two in the red zone to make them burn a timeout or use 20 or 30 seconds. We still had two timeouts in our pocket. We had plenty of time to do something in the red zone. But instead, we throw an incomplete pass, stop the clock. We score a touchdown, which is cool. That's what you're trying to do. But they gave the ball back, and they kick a long field goal. And that's the kind of stuff that we didn't see last year from Raheem Morris, and we ain't seeing it either in the preseason.
Jim, that is an excellent observation. Excellent, excellent, excellent. You're right. In the preseason – You have to think about regular season situations. How would I handle this on Sunday night in Minnesota on the road? Okay? I do not want to give that team the ball back. Okay? I want them to burn their timeouts. This is the time you think about things like that. This is – there's supposed to be someone in the head coach's ear that's looking at time management. In basketball, guess what? You know what the assistant coach does? Say, hey, let's go 2-for-1 here, coach. We need to go 2-for-1. Okay, run a play, get a shot, let's go 2-for-1. There's supposed to be somebody saying, hey, coach, we need to burn some clock here. Let's not give them the ball back where they can put something. They got a great kicker. They're kicking kicks at like 60 yards, something crazy like that. Excellent. Yes, these are the times where you work. That's what preseason is for. Yeah, you don't want to get anybody hurt, but you want to go through game situations. You can't just do it in practice. You can't just say, oh, for the next 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we're working on our 2-minute offense. No, you got to take it from practice and put it in live game situations in the preseason. Yes, you do. Appreciate that. 404-726-0929. With that kind of information, because I didn't really realize that part last night, my incomplete's going a little bit closer towards fail. It's going a little bit closer towards fail. But I want to hear what you got to say. Going out to the west side, Anthony in Douglasville. Before you talk about the Falcons, did Douglas County win last night? I didn't catch my high school games last night. Talk to me.
Yes, they did. Yes,
all
they
right.
Did.
They were down in Jonesboro. Jonesboro's a decent team. Appreciate that. Now, talk to me about the Falcons.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Yeah, this is a, you know, Jim was spot on, man. I'm kind of piggybacking a little bit with that. Native of Atlanta here, the Falcons and I, we're the same age. Here's the thing. Being that we don't see our starters during this season, during the preseason, I then reduce this to then, okay, this is going to be a game of coaching. And here's the thing. If I'm Fontenot and I'm the owner, my mindset is this. If my coach is coaching my number twos against their coach who's coaching their number twos, I want you to show their coaches that you can be elite with your twos over theirs. Because if I can't trust you with my number twos, or you can't win with my number twos, then how are you going to win when you're coaching my number ones? So I give this a fail because my coaches, as Jim said, coaches stay the same. So don't sit in the box. Don't sit on the sideline and say, well, I'm just coaching players who probably won't make the team anyway. But my mindset, if I'm the GM and if I'm a coach, if I'm the owner, I'm like, I want to see you coach my number twos. I want you to dominate the other team number twos. And so far for the last 6-7 years, we have not done that. And the culture here in Atlanta, I'm a native of ATL, Zone 1, Simpson Road, Newport Street. You can't get no more ATL to me. And I'm in this thing because my family, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, all Falcons fans. And shouts out to a gentleman from Union City because we talk about this all the time. But bottom line is, sir, with all due respect and the time, I expect my coaches to dominate at whatever level that they are. And so far, we have not for the last few years. And thank you so much for taking my call. Sir.
No, you can call me anytime. That is great stuff. I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I got a first and goal. I'm going to call the same plays that I would call no matter who's in there. I'm going to call plays that if I expect you as a number two to step up when I need you to execute this play and put these points on the board. Because if not, you know, all those number twos supposedly are playing for job security, correct? That's what they say, right? Those number twos out there trying to give us a reason or give the coaching staff and Terry Fontenot a reason to say, I'm happy or I am content with my backups. If they can't execute the offense, if they can't convert on third down and in the red zone, send them packing and get somebody in here who can, because we all know. We all know. I pray that every one of our starters play 17 games. It's probably not going to happen. And my voice is going up. I apologize. If you got to turn down the dial, I get passionate about this, okay? I get passionate about it. And when you all bring up great points, which you are bringing up, I go into overdrive. 404-726-0929. I'm still holding on to this incomplete. But it's drifting and drifting and drifting towards a fail in the preseason. Who we got next? Joe in Atlanta. I know you got something for me. Holler at your boy.
Man, let me explain something to you as a real pimp. Matt Ryan is the GOAT, right? We all recognize that Matt Ryan was the best quarterback in the franchise histories up until this season. When Matt Ryan was here, after we went to the Super Bowl, he played in every single preseason game. And we proceeded to go 7-9, 7-9, 4-12, 7-9. It didn't matter. What matters is what happens when you play the actual games. The last time we saw Michael Penix Jr. play an actual game, he put up 38 points against Carolina, but the defense couldn't stop nobody. They put up 44. We watched that last series where Bryce Young does a turnaround pass, and that was the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen in my life. Okay? So we know what the problem is here. That's why when you saw us play this preseason, we played the second and third string defense. We allowed them to tackle people to the ground so that we can have that experience in getting people on the ground. I don't have a question about Mike. I don't have a question about Bijan or Tyler or Drake or even Kyle Pitts. You know what I do have a question about? I have a question about why we have to have Charlie Warner on our staff in the first place, and it's because our right tackle cannot pass block. And now that he's hurt, it just accentuates this whole point of, look, he was really good at run blocking, but he cannot pass block. That's why Kirk Cousins got hurt. I don't want to hear people talk about, oh, well, he tripped. He tripped and cost us the playoffs last year. So all I'm saying is that this time that we got right now, I need them to exhaust every single resource at looking at this second-string offensive line, because everything that you guys have said has everything to do with the second-string offensive line. We can't run the ball correctly. We can't pass protect correctly. And guess what? We have to fix that. And there is no reason why we can say we can expend every single expenditure to go get Micah Parsons, who's a pass rusher, but we aren't going to spend anything to go get somebody to protect Michael Penix Jr. So I give them an incomplete because they didn't play offense. When we do play offense, yeah, we're going to put up some points on, boy. This is what's happening. We're going to the Super Bowl.
That's our third Super Bowl prediction of this hour. Wow. I like it. Yo, you know, we appreciate you. You're a longtime listener, a frequent caller. You can do it anytime you want to. Okay. We got to take a break. We got to take a time out. If you're on hold, please stay there because I want to hear from you. Seems like most people are saying, yes, this is an incomplete, but they're still very optimistic about what this Falcons teams can be. I'm on that same train. Preseason's incomplete. We have not seen them. I would have liked to have seen them. Some people say yes. Some people say no. Okay? Bryce Young ate us for lunch in game 17 last year. Guess what? Bryce Young played in the preseason. He didn't play a lot, but he played in the preseason. The Panthers recognize that this is a really pivotal year for Bryce Young. He played a little bit in the preseason. Our guys didn't. The Bucs, four-time division defending champs. They're coming in here to get game one. Believe that. They're coming in here to stake a claim to this division in week one because they know the Falcons are their only true division contender. We'll see what happens. 404-726-0929. We're going to keep this thing going. Pass, fail, or incomplete in the preseason. JoJo, Kamal, Josh, stay on hold. And if you want to get in the queue, 404-726-0929. Rolling into this 5 o'clock hour on this gray and gloomy Saturday in the A. 404-726-0929. Got me thinking about going home and watching Get Rich or Die Harder. Or Get Rich or Die Trying, whatever it's called. You know what it's called.
Get Rich or Die Harder?
Die Harder, yeah, yeah. I'm gonna watch 50 Cent and Bruce Willis. That's what I'm watching.
You trying get to get in on Andy's Blue Chew?
Yeah, there you go.
Money, get something like that?
No, I ain't trying to do that. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Shame on me, Dom. I still not have been to see Highest to Lowest.
I haven't seen it, but it was only like released in like select theaters. It was
okay,
only
I don't care.
Like
I mean, that's my Morehouse
like
brother,
that.
Spike Lee. That's his movie. That's Denzel. They will get. Matter of fact, this is what I'm going to do. Okay, my Morehouse brother, class of '79, Spike Lee. I'm going to make it up to you. I'm going to go see that movie and pay for it two times. I may not watch it both times, but I'll buy two tickets. That's what I'll do. I'll go watch it, pay for it, and I'll actually buy another ticket on my way out and be like, yep, you're getting credit for two purchases from me. So We'll see how this goes. 404-704-726-0929. I'm here for another hour. We will take you up to 6 o'clock when we will continue our Week 0 football coverage. Week 0 is here, and it is live. Our next game will be Fresno State and Kansas. And shout out real quick to all of my HBCU supporters. They're on their way to Center Park Stadium tonight for the MEAC SWAC kickoff. Southern University, North Carolina Central, that's usually where I would be, but I do have to travel tonight. Mom has a surgery on Monday. I got to go back to the home city and do what I got to do for moms. I would usually be right on my way to Center Park Stadium. Hopefully no lightning. 2 years ago, I was in that stadium to like 1 o'clock in the morning because we had like 2 hours of lightning delays and they still got the game in. So shout out to everybody going to that. And then by this time next week, man, oh, man, oh, man. By this time next week, we could have a number one team already go down because I'm saying that Ohio State, I'm hoping Ohio State takes down Texas because I want them to get knocked off a peg because if our Bulldogs are going to the SEC, I'm hoping Texas is not as good as their number one ranking. But back to our Falcons. Back to the Falcons, back to the Falcons, back to the Falcons. 2 weeks we have. 2 weeks until the regular season kicks off. And from what I've seen in the preseason, I am scared. I'm just going to be telling you, I'm scared, okay? My right tackle's out. Haven't seen my starting quarterback. Yes, I know Drake London can run all the routes. I know Bijan Robinson can make five guys miss and then go to the house. But my quarterback has 3 career starts, okay? And it's been 9 months, ladies and gentlemen. It's been 9 months since he's seen someone blitzing at him. It's been 9 months since he's been trying to step up in the pocket and read a defense. And I don't believe you can create all that in practice only. I don't. Hopefully they have, and we will find out. But I want to know from you, what did you see in the preseason? Are you happy with what you saw? If you had to grade them, are you giving them a passing grade, a failing grade, or do you say, well, I didn't see my team, so this is a big, fat, incomplete? I think we got, we did JoJo, who? JoJo, back out in Douglasville. JoJo, give me your grade.
Yeah, man, how you doing this evening?
I'm hanging in there. Wish it was a little sunnier, but I'm good.
Hey, man, how did you come up with this topic, man?
Okay, I'll tell you. You must didn't hear me. I was at my storage unit this morning getting some gear. I've got on a Falcons T-shirt. Gentleman came to me. He said, oh, Dirty Birds didn't look too good last night. I said, yeah, but, you know, it's preseason. He came back right quick and said, yeah, y'all always say that. And that's when I said to myself, man, is the preseason really that bad? Did we really look that bad? And then I just went back and looked at the stats. 10 points, 13 points. No wins, 0-3. Could we at least got one win? So how, I mean, we haven't seen our starters. Do we know what this team is going to be? So is this a fail, a pass, or is it incomplete? It's got, to me, it's an incomplete because I haven't seen a victory. We didn't do good in the red zone, and I haven't seen my starters. I got to give them an incomplete. But there's some people saying they failed. I want to know what you think.
Well, personally, man, I don't really care about the preseason, man. My thing is that, why would you play your starters and somebody get hurt? To me, we ain't seen enough of Michael Penix. Now, you forgot what he did in college and what he did in 3 games last year, plus he's 25 years old. So he's a very experienced football player. Drake London, one of the best receivers in the game, and I don't have to say nothing about Mr. Robinson, so I don't care personally about preseason. See, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a transplant. And one thing about you Falcon fans, y'all are some of the most unloyal people in the world. You don't never talk about when they winning, but you always want to criticize. It's just preseason. They're going to be ready to go when Tampa Bay comes in. Then I'm going to put you to the test. You're going to call Caleb McGarry a good tackle? They will pay for him. All he can do is run block. He garbage.
Okay, well, this is the deal. I said this last week on my show. I asked, do I owe Caleb McGarry an apology? I've been very critical of Caleb McGarry. I've been very critical of him for years. But I made this point. No smart businessman, and Arthur Blank is one of the smartest businessmen in the world, pays someone who does not deserve money. All they keep doing is rearing this man up. So obviously, they are satisfied with his job performance. Obviously, they think he is worth the money. You do not give someone two more years of money when you don't think they are good at their job. So I said to I had a Falcons expert on here last week, and I said, do I need to go back and watch this a little bit more? And he said, bottom line is this. If you want to see pass blocking, you're going to be disappointed. But run blocking, he is one of the best. Falcons are a run-first team. That's what they are. I don't care what you think. The Falcons are a run-first team. That's why they paid this man. I didn't make the decision. They made it. They gave this man a whole lot more money, so he's going to be here for three more years. We can't do nothing about it now. All we got to do now is hope that he gets back, because what we've seen from this second string line, what we saw last night, wasn't good. Was not good. 404-726-0929. Appreciate that call. I mean, look, everyone, this is a topic that has this fan base divided, whether or not they need to play in the preseason or not. Well, it's over with now. That's why I'm asking. You didn't see him. What you did see, there's no way you can tell me what you saw in three preseason games gets you excited. You can't. You can't say it. There's no way you can say it. There's nothing to get excited about in what you saw in preseason games. So from seeing the preseason games, as an organization and as a team, you can give them a grade. You can grade the preseason. Because if we didn't play our starters and we still were putting up 25 points a game, then you can say, wow, our backups are putting up 25 points. What are our starters going to do? If you didn't play your full starters, and remember, in preseason game one, we had like three sacks, okay? We did start off pretty good in preseason game one. If you can say something like, man, we got five sacks with our backups. Our starter's going to get 10 sacks a game. But we can't necessarily say that when we're going into the red zone and not getting touchdowns, okay? If your backups are getting touchdowns, you can say, well, maybe our starters would have get it. That's a big maybe. And that's why I'm asking, can you give this preseason a grade? If you can't, give them an incomplete. 404-726-0929. Who's waiting out there? Let's see. William. William, in Atlanta. Talk to me.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? Really enjoying your show. I love your energy, man. But I bounced around in the league from 89 to the early 90s. And what I want to say is that what the fans are seeing now is not the end result. They're just seeing the practice squad. They're looking at guys that may or may not make the team. But as far as those number one guys, believe you me, they're putting in the work. They're getting the timing down. They're getting themselves in football shape, getting their minds right. So it's just more or less a thing where I give them a pass because they got to protect those guys because the missiles out there are real. And the last thing they need is one of those premier players to get seriously hurt or temporarily hurt to throw it off. So I look at it from the perspective of them number ones getting ready to go to work. The guys that they're playing now, they're looking at them to see who may or may not make the squad. But I give the coaching staff a passing grade because they're doing exactly what they should do, getting those number ones ready to do battle. And from what I saw briefly of them, they are, and what I see in the younger guys that are up and coming, it may be a couple of them that make the team.
William, I appreciate that. All right, well, first off, hey, man, if you I don't care if you had a cup of coffee in that league, you made it there. That means you were the baller in your day. So kudos to that. And listen, I hope that you are spot on what you're saying because you've been there, okay? You have been there. You can straight up tell somebody, listen, yes, you can replicate game speed in practice. Yes, you can get the timing down in practice. Yes, you can do the 2-minute drills. You can do the you know, everything that you are going to do in game one, you can get ready for that and do it in practice. So if you're saying it's true and you were wearing those pads at that level, I'm going to take your word for it, and I appreciate that call. 404-726-0929. And that's what this is all about, okay? Okay, there's no right or wrong answer here. This is all opinion. This is Sports Talk Radio. This is where you can give your opinion. This is a platform for you to discuss what you've seen, what you thought, what you expect, and what you're hoping for. And right now, and even though he said he knows that the ones are doing it, we have to hope because we have not seen it on film. We have not seen it in the preseason. Yes, we saw some good results in 2024 at the end. But remember, they went 1-2 in his three starts. They went 1-2. Now, if they went 3-0, won a division, because if you went 3-0, you would have won a division or made a wild card at least. And we got into the playoffs and did some things. We said, hey, man, this future is so bright. I need my sunglasses and my sunscreen. Fine. Maybe we all can be like, look, we saw it last year. He don't need to play in the preseason. But it's been 9 months since he's seen a hot blitz. It's been 9 months since he's, you know, had to check down to his hot read. I don't know how much of that you can really just make up in practice. I don't know. But what do you say? 404-726-0929. We got a little bit more time. Let's get at least one or two more in here before we go to break. Is Tim next? Tim in Atlanta? Tim, yes. Give me a grade.
Hey there. Grade? I'd say fail. But I got a couple of good points.
Okay. I like good points. Right.
I turned on the KC game. I'm like, I told my wife, I said, nah, Patrick Mahomes, he ain't going to be playing. What did he play, a whole quarter? Patrick Mahomes.
The gold standard. In my opinion, he's the gold standard. Yes, he played. Patrick Mahomes was quoted in saying, I want to get hit in the preseason. Yeah. He said, I want to get hit.
Okay, if Patrick Mahomes can play, anybody can play. All right, my other point is, how many starting quarterbacks that have played in the preseason have gotten hurt in the last 5 years? I can't think of any. Can you?
If we went through the books, I would say maybe one or two. There's got to be at least one or two out there. But you are very correct. It's extremely rare. It's extremely rare.
Now, my next point is, now this is, a lot of people are going to get mad at me here. All right, you had Kirk Cousins at 6-3. He won Player of the Week twice for offense, right?
Correct.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It still doesn't sit right with my brain of why he was playing, well, I guess hurt, why he did so poorly. The only reason could be he didn't forget how to play. He was hurt, probably.
Yeah, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. If you watched those games last year, Kirk Cousins lost the zip on his pass, okay? He was throwing lame ducks up there. He was reading. He was going to the open man. He could not put the ball on the money, and he could not put the ball on a spot where he was putting it 3 weeks before. Right. And that was just the bottom line.
Let's just use common sense. Now, quarterback and the coaches, everybody knew. They just, I don't know why they didn't disclose and stuff. They didn't disclose it because the truth, nobody wants to let the public know. They got together and said, hey, Cousins like, man, I'm hurt. And the coach is like, well, can you play at all? Yes, I could probably get through the game. And they tried to do that. Why did they try to do that? Because Michael Penix wasn't ready. If Michael Penix was ready, they would have went, Kurt, let us know when you feel better. All right, we're putting in Penix. They didn't put in Penix. And the only reason can be is because he was not ready. And they don't want to show you that they're not confident. They talk a good game, but they're not confident Penix is ready right now, or else they would put him in preseason.
Whoa, I'm going to stop you right there. First, I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm just going to slow you down just a tad. I'm going to pump the brakes a little bit. We're coming up on some traffic on 75. We're going to slow down just a little bit. Okay. Now, if you listen to every press conference that the Falcons had about this topic, the two reasons they said they stuck with Kirk Cousins is, one, remember this, after our 5-3 start, even when we were 6-2, 6-4, whatever it was, we were either tied for first or only a game out of first practically all year long. And the reason they stayed with Cousins, because Cousins was a proven commodity, and we thought we had a legitimate chance at the playoffs. What they knew was, if we take this playoff caliber team and turn it over to a rookie quarterback, we are going to take a step backwards. Not that he wasn't ready, is that this team is on the cusp, and Kirk Cousins, even maybe an injured or a reduced Kirk Cousins, still gives us a better chance of winning right now. Remember this. When Kirk Cousins was brought in here, Terry Fontenot and Raheem Moore said, we brought him in here to win a Super Bowl, not to make the playoffs. That's why they stayed with Cousins for as long as they did. And whether or not they knew exactly his condition, well, guess what? The only people that know are the people that were in that room I know I wasn't there, and I think you probably weren't either. And this point is it's a mute point because it's old
Can
stuff
I ask
now.
You another
it's
question?
Old stuff. Absolutely.
Okay. If they thought Cousins, even hurt, was a better option than Michael Penix, then why is Kirk Cousins now, when he's fully healthy, not a better option than Michael Penix?
Well, I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna answer that question, and I'm up against the time. I'm not cutting you off. I do have to take a break, but I'm gonna tell you exactly why. It's called trust. They no longer trust him, and that's just the bottom line. If he really hit that injury, if he really did not tell them exactly what was going on with him, they're saying, how can I go to war with you when I do not trust you? And that's it. That's the bottom line. They do not trust him anymore. I'm not going to war with somebody I can't trust. Would you? 404-726-0929. We got two more segments to go. I was going to talk some Braves. I promise you I was. I was going to talk Atlanta United. They play tomorrow. I was going to talk Atlanta Dream. They won this afternoon. But the Falcons conversation has really dominated the day, and we're going to keep it going as long as you want to talk Falcons. Time out with Derek Slaughter, 404-726-0929. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Derek Slaughter. I am taking you up to 6 o'clock when we will continue our coverage of Week 0. College football is here, and it is on the go. And Kansas and Fresno State is up next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But now we're talking Falcons. We're talking preseason. The preseason's in the books. Close it. Over. Done. Finito. Me, for one, happy it's over. Didn't like any of it. If that was a meal, I'm sending it back to the kitchen. Ready to replace a meal. I'm ordering something. Can I look at this menu again, and can I order something else? Because this first one I picked, I chose wrong. 0-3, barely putting up 10, 12, 13 points a game. Special teams looked okay. I mean, Younghoe Koo was 4 out of 5, missed a 51-yarder last night. But for the most part, I'm willing to go into the season because early in the year, I was one of the ones that asked, I mean, you know, do we give him another chance or are we like, you know, what have you done for me lately? You got to go. But everybody said, no, Younghoe was hurt. He's a clutch kicker. He's dependable. Let's give him another chance. Okay, you can sell me on that. I'm really looking forward to see what our new defensive coordinator and all our new defensive toys can do. Our free agent pickup, Leonard Floyd, our 2 first-round draft picks. I got some defensive toys. Let's play with them. Let's eat on defense. And I know what we have on offense. I mean, Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Tyler Gill, Bijan Robinson, and Michael Penix Jr. We, on paper, should have one of the best and most high-powered offenses in all of the NFL. But right now, we don't know what they're going to look like because we have not seen it. What we've seen is number twos who can't score in the red zone. What we've seen are number twos that give up sacks. And we've seen a quarterback, Easton Stick, that we hope not to see again. 404-726-0929. And some people say maybe this is a question that doesn't need to be asked. I'm asking you, what did you see in the preseason? Can you grade this? And if you did grade it, did you give him a pass or fail? Or like I'm giving him, a big fat incomplete, saying that I didn't see enough and I'm not really convinced. 404-726-0929. We got some new callers out here, but we got some people that have been waiting. All right, Kyler Park. Going to Terry. What's up, T?
Hello?
Yeah, you with me?
Yes, I'm with you. I want to say do not sleep on the Falcons. I'm a season total ticket, and I know the Falcons are going to be good this year. I just know they're going to be real good this year. Also, Terry Fullman say this is our year. Now, I don't want to say who he told, but I heard he said this is our year. I'm going to leave it just like this.
Well, you got it. You got his phone tap. You're in the FBI. You got to. You know who is he talking to? You. How you know he said that? Somebody told you that? You got a snitch. You got a snitch in the organization. I hope you're right, Terry. I hope you're right because I'm going straight to Vegas and put all my bets down.
He told my sister I'm gonna leave just like that.
Oh, okay? you got a snitch in the organization. Terry got a snitch in the organization. Well, Terry, listen to me, Terry. This is a 100,000 watt station. We reach all the way to Alabama and Tennessee. And all those Falcons fans that can hear me and you right now, we all hope that you are correct. We want a division title. Been 7 years. We want a trip to the playoffs. Been seven. That's a long time, Terry. That's a long time since Georgia didn't won two national championships since the Falcons last been in the playoffs. Think about that. Appreciate that call, Terry. The Dogs have won two national championships. They had a 40-year wait. And in those last 7 years that the Falcons have not been to the playoffs, the Georgia Bulldogs have won two national championships. It's a long time coming. Division title, playoff trip. We all want it. I want it. I want real football in this town after the first week of January. I'd be happy to see it. I will gladly shell out tickets, hotel rooms, all that stuff. But they got to do it on the field first. And what we saw in the preseason ain't going to get it done. It's not. Let's just be real. What we saw in the preseason ain't going to get it done. Now, the people we saw in the preseason ain't the ones we're going to see in 2 weeks, thankfully. 404-726-0929. Drew and ATL, what you saying?
Hey, so listen, I've been listening to all the callers, and I've been hearing them, but I'm going to tell you what the biggest problem is with the Falcons.
Can't wait to hear it. Tell me. I want to know this one. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's Raheem Morris. Raheem Morris. Now, listen to me. Listen to me. Now, watch this. Now, look, he said all the starters don't want to play right. He don't want to play them right. And he don't want to play. He don't want to risk nobody getting hurt.
That is his
everybody
philosophy.
Knows, yep. Everybody knows James Pierce is going to be he's a starter. He's going to be playing heavy, heavy minutes. So – you're going to tell me he is going to play into the third quarter of a preseason game, but you can't play nobody else? That's what you're going to tell me? And what that shows me is, Raheem Morris, you don't even have a plan. You're just kind of going in the wind with stuff. I'll play him this week for three quarters. I won't play him next week. You're just going with the wind. You don't have a plan. And Raheem Morris, honestly, he's the reason we didn't go to the playoffs last year, because he still can't manage games. He don't know how to manage games. He came here as a Falcons coach one time, and I was supporting him when he first came here because I like him. But he came here, and he didn't know what he was doing. He still doesn't know what he was doing. And until he shows us otherwise, on the field, managing, playing people, having a plan, knowing how to be a head coach, being meticulous with what you do, that is what's going to hold the Falcons back. Now, I will tell you this before I go. Penix is going to be good. He's going to be so good that he's going to mask some of those errors by Raheem Morris. And he kind of will, you know, get by with that. But if Falcons had a coach of a higher caliber, I wouldn't even be worried about him like that.
Okay.
But I can't trust Raheem right now. I can't.
Okay, Drew. And before I let, hold on, Drew, if you're still there, can he earn your trust? Are you willing to give him an opportunity to prove himself is the question? And you can answer that real quick, and then I like what you're saying. Are you at least going to say, I'll give him the opportunity to earn my trust? He gone. Okay, no problem. Well, he's listening. He said he'd been listening to all the calls. And listen to me. Raheem Morris knows that he still has some growing to do on his job, okay? Raheem Morris knows he's not a complete end product of what he's going to be as a coach. I mean, let's be real. Bill Belichick, who went on and was arguably the greatest NFL head coach of all time, well, guess what? He had a bad stint in his first time as a head coach, okay? He didn't just go to the Patriots and become the greatest coach of all time. Remember this. Was he the Browns or the Jets? He flirted with the Jets and quit. He was the Browns head coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, even Bill Belichick couldn't win with the Browns.
Yeah, you know, so there are things you improve over time, okay? Big Red out in Kansas City, well, he got the Super Bowl four times with the Eagles and couldn't win it, okay? Coaches get better. Coaches improve. Now, you got to improve. Raheem, I'm sticking up for you. Raheem, I'm going to bat for you, Raheem. Okay? You have to get better. Your game management has to get better. Your decision-making has to get better. Look what we're seeing Dan Quinn in Washington do. Okay? Dan Quinn made some of those same mistakes when he was in Atlanta. We know they should have ran the ball. Dan Quinn should have came across that headset and said, hey, run the ball. He didn't do it. He gets that same opportunity in Washington. You know what he's going to say? Run the ball. You get better. You improve. You go through situations. Heck, Nick Saban wasn't the same coach at Alabama that he was in Michigan State. I don't remember Michigan State Spartans winning any national championships. Coaches get better. improvement, game recognition. It will come. It's got to come. It better come. It needs to come. It's got to come. I need to stop saying come. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Timeout with Eric Sloan. We're going to take a timeout. Get these last calls in here before we go over to Fresno State and Kansas. Woo! September 7th cannot get here fast enough. When we have that first Falcons flyover around 6 o'clock on September 7th, man, oh, man, I hope that's a victory. 404-726-0929. I need a drink. We'll be back in 5 minutes. All right. I don't have much longer to go because we got live football coming up at the top of the hour. And I got people on hold. I appreciate everybody who's already called in. I did not know we would eat up 2 full hours, but we're passionate about this Falcons in this town. That's obvious. There's no way that outsiders can come in this town and say we don't have a passionate fan base. I get tired of hearing that. I really do. And I'm glad that everyone's calling in letting us know that they are passionate about our Falcons. And we want to see this Falcons team win. And we want to get back to being something that this team and this city has something to brag about. And we all are very hopeful. I think the future is very bright. The future is very, very bright for our Falcons. And I think it starts on September 7th. But I don't know because it's just a hope and a dream right now. They got to go on the field. They got to prove it. They got to live up to the hype. And they got to make tackles, make plays, and get wins. What you saw in the preseason was not great. But what we saw in the preseason is not what we expect to see come September 7th. I want to know what you saw in the preseason. If you watched, were you happy? Did you pass them? Not happy? Give them a fail? Or you just say, hey, this is incomplete because this is not the team we're going to see in 2 weeks. We got a few more minutes. Let's get through these calls quick and fast. Charles and Covington, we got about 2 minutes each. Going to James. Okay, James and Smyrna, talk to me.
Hey, bro, what's going on today?
All right.
Listen, I just wanted to say, basically, it seems like that we need to revamp our scouting department because I'm noticing a lot of things that we are just not we're not doing a good job of choosing players that seem to do the basics. I was watching the game the other day. I saw D'Angelo Malone on a fourth down play allow a quarterback pretty much almost a draw play just to get outside containment without, like, he didn't even diagnose the play. I saw receivers crossing the faces of our no technique and backpedal or anything, crossing the faces. This is the Dallas game last night, of course, crossing the faces of our DBs and safeties and linebackers. So I'm wondering, like, what is our scouting department doing?
Did we lose James? Okay, James, we might have lost you, but I heard what you said. So what James is saying is our scouting department is not giving us the depth that we need. Okay, what James is saying is what he's seeing out of the twos and the threes is what we saw, the twos and the threes. They're not making or doing basic fundamental football plays. If you are I mean, think about it like this. One of our biggest free agent undrafted guys was Kobe Bryant, who was a all-conference defensive player in the Big 12. Wasn't he like the Big 12 defensive player of the year? Okay, that's a great scouting. If you're bringing in guys who played major Division I, they're supposed to be able to make defensive reads and make defensive plays. And what we saw a lot of our twos and our threes is that there's a reason you're a two or a three. There's a reason why, you know, as a defensive guy, you're competing for the backup nickel and not one of the starting corner positions or at least CB2, which is a big question on this team. 404-726-0929. We're getting up against it. We're trying to get everybody in. Where are we going to next? Dom, help me out. I'm not sure who's there. CJ Decatur? CJ Decatur, where's Grader? What's your grade on the preseason?
Hey, man, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm wonderful, wonderful, man. I'm so excited for football season. I want people to understand that, one, in the NFL, the drop-off in talent from ones to twos to threes is a big gap. And I think the NFL right now doesn't have a good way of training up those guys. So when you watch Kansas City play and they play their starters in preseason, you're talking about a well-oiled machine going out there to do walkthroughs and you know, get themselves ready. Where
the Falcons, we still building. We still trying to build that team, and we trying to build that chemistry. So I think you have to not play your starters because that's all you got. Until you know for a fact that, okay, this is the system, this is the team that we got, and now we can build off of that, and we can now interchange those players. But until we actually know for a fact that we got a system built, then I think you have to treat your starters like fine china, because you can't put Penix out there to give him time without putting the full starting 11 out there. So I just want people just to calm down, let Raheem do his thing, because we done went through a lot of changes since we went to that Super Bowl, and we had a lot of players that were older then. So now, you know, we're just in that position where we have to do it a little different way. And obviously we get blown up week one in Tampa Bay, then it's time to start looking around and see what changes what we might have to make. But we got a really, really young team, and I think Penix is going to bring us a Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, CJ, first off, I love the optimism. But I got to say this. We are in year two of Raheem Morse, but we are in year four or five under Terry Fontenot. Okay? Terry Fontenot came here from New Orleans. You know what his key to his resume was? He was a pro player personnel head. That means he was out there evaluating talent that's already in the league, understanding what teams and how to create depth. That was supposed to be his calling card. So 5 years in to a general manager's GM's regime, if you, and you're right, our depth isn't not what it's supposed to be, that is not a good thing. He's had time to build this roster. He's had time to build the depth on this roster. If this team's second and third stringers are not up to the task, that is a direct result of bad GM and bad scouting, as one of our other callers said. What we've seen out there is inefficient. Hopefully, the good part about it is there's never a time where you're out there with all twos. Okay? Twos play, but they're out there at one or two at a time with the other starters. They're giving guys breaks. They're playing because one guy's out, but you've got nine of your regular starters and two of your number twos. There's never a time where you just run all your twos out there at once. And that's unfortunately what we see in the preseason. Depth-wise, we're pretty good at a lot of positions. Our front seven should be very strong. Defensive secondary, we're still trying to figure some things out. Offensively, when healthy, we've got a top five offensive line in this whole league. And our skill guys, when healthy again, because we're missing at least one really good one, we've got depth. So it's just one of the things that we've seen too much of the twos and none of the ones. And as a result, we don't know what we truly have. At least we don't have the evidence of what we truly have. We don't have the visual evidence, the ocular evidence of what we truly have. We've seen glimpses. We've got what we should think on paper is a dynamic offense, but paper does not win games. Blocking, receiving, reading, throwing, and catching wins games. All right, we got time for one more. The finale, the curtain call, going back down to College Park. Garlito, you're the last one of the day. Give me something.
Man, what's happening there, everybody? So, look. I'm going to go with an incomplete. And the reason I say incomplete is because, granted, I wanted to see a lot more of James Pierce. I mean, you hear the murmurs like, oh, he showed up. This is what he can be. I would like to see a lot more of him. The other guy, Walker, I think he's a lights-out talent. Georgia put out good product. He got injured, you know, so we didn't get to see much of him. But people are just being a little too hard on Raheem. You just said yourself, coaches get better. You went with Belichick. I was looking at Todd Bowles, his first stint with the Jets. Everybody talked about, you know, his blitzes and all this. He's a great coach, head coach. I think we actually interviewed him 2016, you know, for the head coach job.
We certainly did interview him. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
And then, yeah, so next thing you know, he goes out with Tampa Bay as a coordinator with Bruce Arians win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. Now he's the head coach and has one of the most prolific teams in the whole freaking NFL. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
When we had Raheem Morris the second go around as an intern, he maybe was like, I want to say, like, what, 5 years from being the head coach in Tampa. He had to go out. He went out to the Rams, won a Super Bowl. So, yeah, learned from a lot of other great coaches. So now I believe his time management could be, game management could be a whole lot better. A single field goal would have won the Washington game. But as far as just being so hard on him, I think Kirk Cousins, like you said, I can't trust the man. I don't really believe they knew Kirk Cousins was really hurt. And I think Kirk Cousins knew he was hurt. And it wasn't because the team didn't think Mike Penix was ready. I think Kirk Cousins was afraid that Michael Penix was too ready. And if he was to surrender his job to this guy back after the Saints game, that it would have been lights out.
Wally Pipp.
You know, so
Wally Pipp. That's what it would have been.
I hope
you know that reference.
So, like, man, everybody just need to relax. Like, I get it, man. I want to see what this first team. Pat Holmes is a different human being, bro. He's a linebacker, tight end in the quarterback's body. Like, yo, I want to get hit. I want to feel it. Yo, some people need that. That's that adrenaline rush. We need to chill out, man. I'm 47, bro. I've been a fan since 89, and I get disappointed every year. You get what I mean? I went through the whole Michael Vick thing and everything, bro. Like, I cry every year, but I feel good, man. We got the reputation of having disloyal fans. Now, even on Madden, I play with the Falcons, bro. And I'm lights out with Penix.
I like it. All right. Well, Garlito, I appreciate that, man. I'm up against it. I got to get out of here. Everybody that called in, great stuff. September 7th, mark your calendar. It'll be here quick, but it won't be here fast enough. Dom, appreciate you. Everybody coming up next, Fresno State and Kansas college football is here. We'll have it for you all year long. I got to go. Time Out with Eric Slaughter has been with you for the past 2 hours, and I'll be back again. I got two shows next weekend on the holidays. We'll talk to you then. For then, I'm out. Absolutely, 404-726-0929, and always on the Odyssey app.